there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The island of Tasmania is considered to be home to the oldest synagogue in the Australasian region. And since moving with his young family from Baltimore, USA to its capital, Hobart, the president of the Hobart Hebrew congregation, Jeff Schneider, discovered a dedicated small Jewish community committed to practicing their faith and preserving their traditions. He also gives a background to the community's status today in Tasmania.
So the last census showed 376 people in Tasmania identified as Jewish, and it's an island of 550,000 people. So come into an area where there's so few of you, if you feel more of an obligation to assert your identity and be part of the community. We're starting to have more international visitors again, and we offer tours of the synagogue. Jewish people that come here, like the cruise ships have just started again, and we have a fascinating building in history, and it's a big thing for us to offer tours.
Australia's Labour Party has in recent times pledged its support for Jewish community causes and concerns, notably generous commitments towards safety infrastructure programs, a Holocaust memorial in Melbourne, and community kitchen facilities. The party has now made a pre-election commitment of $2 million for the construction of a unique contemporary cultural and arts community facility in Elsternwick in Melbourne, pending re-election this weekend. This will bring its overall commitment to $7 million. Local Labour candidate Leo Harrell has expressed encouragement and delight at the prospect of a first-of-its-kind Jewish arts quarter, which he feels will become a hub for music, the arts and hospitality in the area. Whilst Gideon Klein, Jewish Arts Quarter Director and Board President of the Jewish Museum of Australia, Gundel Centre of Judaica, expressed his gratitude to the Victorian Labour Government for continuing to invest in arts, culture and multiculturalism. The global Jewish community continually works towards uniting with peoples, cultures, and various faiths. And this time, the World Jewish Congress was recently welcomed by Pope Francis to launch an historic initiative called Kishrenu, which in Hebrew means our bond. Jewish communal leaders from more than 50 countries met at a World Jewish Congress Executive Committee meeting, considered the first ever formal event held by a Jewish organization at the Vatican since the founding of the Catholic Church. Intended to solidify ties between Catholics and Jews worldwide, the pontiff, in a statement, placed emphasis on a common religious heritage which presents itself as an incentive and challenge to unite. And together he believes that combating inequality, promoting greater justice and striving for peace can be realistically achieved soon. In response, World Jewish Congress President Ronald S. Lauder said that all present were eager to bond with the Catholic Church, adding that the launch of Kishrenu reinforces the common future of the two faiths, marking a new era in a Catholic-Jewish bond. It all begins with education. Educational institutions, social media, digital platforms, and other initiatives can play a vital role in the fight against a global rise in anti-Semitism, hate and discriminatory acts of intimidation and violence. This was concluded during a recent convention held in Washington, D.C. between Slovakia, members of the United States Congress, Jewish organizations, foreign diplomats, and community leaders. Experts on anti-Semitism and disinformation from the Slovak Republic also stressed the importance of honest debate within societies about the past and present causes of intolerance and discrimination. And imagine catching a bus with no driver. Well, Israel will be providing such a service in future following pilot programs which will thoroughly test safety, reliability, and economic factors. Known as the first ever autonomous bus, the first pilot phase will conduct tests in a closed experimental area with a specific focus on proving technological, regulatory, safety, and business feasibility details. In the second stage, the buses will be tested on public roads using a safety driver, with an emphasis on increasing the distance capability of the vehicles. There will then be no safety driver pending final approval and clearance of autonomous bus operations. Israel's government believes that this transportation system will assist in plotting out a more effective route system, effectively deal with traffic congestion, and test operators' business capability. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.